fourth parak of Eges, third Mishnah. It's written with the beis, but it means hefker. That if you mafker something and you say, I want only the aniyim to be able to get it, and not the wealthy people, it works. And the aniyim get it, and not the Hashem. They say, no, hefker, actually, yuvka, have Hashem. They say, kishmita. They say, nope, that it has to be something that's hefker, like shmita. V'chol oime hasode shel kav. That's the end of that. And the second test halach of the Mishnah is kol oime hasode shel kav. V'echad shel abba kavim. If every pile, bundle in the field is one kav, and there's one bundle that's four kavim. So halach is like this. If you forget four independent units, then it's not shichacha. Here, you forgot one unit, which is as big as four other ones. Do we look at it as the same thing as four independent units or not? So, it's not shichcha, because that's also equivalent to forgetting four units. They say, even though it's very large, but it's still only one unit, and therefore it's shichcha.